It was a deadly weekend in the Central African Republic. A ministry shining the light on darkness in Burma, literally, and believers are carefully planting seeds in Guatemala. We'll tell you what they're hoping to harvest down the line on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Violence in the Central African Republic over the weekend hit Wycliffe Bible translators personally. U.S. President Bob Creason explains.
His name was Elisei Zama, and he was a translator with ACTBA, a Wycliffe partner organization there. He was in the capital city of Bangui, and he was trying to get his family to some safety in the midst of pretty violent fighting. He was shot and killed.
Despite the presence of French troops, tens of thousands of people fled the rebel conflict zones. Zama was among 400 who were killed in the fighting. He leaves behind his wife and three children. The Bible project he was working on is on hold, too. But Creason says,
what God often does is he will raise someone else up that can be a part of it. Almost all of these partner organizations are working closely with other partners on the ground.
Would you reach out to him? Pray that the church would know how to be the church.
In the midst of very difficult and challenging circumstances, how do you reach out to people that hate you? How do you minister to people that are in need?
Next, over a million people continue protesting Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych and his decision to align with Russia. Now a new wrinkle from protesters. President of Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba.
They demolished the figure of Lenin, one of the main monuments of Lenin that represented the former Soviet rule, you know, over Ukraine and other countries in the former Soviet Union for so many years.
Riot police are now poised to take action against what they're calling violent protesters. Rakhuba says this has created another ministry opportunity for evangelism. They're trained next-generation church leaders are asking for
100,000 copies of Gospel of John that these young Christian leaders will be able to distribute among protesters in Kyiv, because we believe that the gospel will transform lives, lives of individuals, lives of families, communities, and entire nation.
How can you help?
Every $100 will help us to provide 200 copies of Gospel of John.
This is Mission Network News. It's not only spiritual darkness that prevents people from hearing the gospel. Physical darkness gets in the way, too. Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous missions, is partnering with Myanmar Indigenous Ministries to provide solar panels to churches and gospel workers in Myanmar or Burma. This allows them to hold Bible studies for nationals even after dark. The ministry continues to combat the fears of animism. If you'd like to contribute, just visit our website. Meanwhile, for the month of December, Audio Scripture Ministries has sent out their prayer letter. Now, each day, it holds a new prayer or praise request. You can join in prayer with other believers around the world. As Christ said in Matthew 18:20, "For where two or three have gathered together in my name, I am there in their midst." Pray many will lift up these daily prayer requests and make an impact for Christ. You can find the full prayer calendar online at our website. And the kingdom of God is growing in a remote Guatemalan village. Dan Smith of Paradise Bound Ministries says their work in San Ramon began earlier this year.
San Ramon is a refugee village that has only been in place for about a year and a half, and there's really not much of a road going back here. In fact, we can only get to the village in the dry season.
San Ramon's isolation results in many physical and spiritual needs. That translates to a multitude of gospel opportunities.
God put it in our hearts that we do need to build homes for the people here. Many of them are living in shacks that are just simply built out of sticks with plastic for their roof.
The next team heads to San Ramon in January. Want to help them on their journey? Pray.
If we're not just covered in prayer, all these plans that we might have will really amount to nothing.
Get the latest San Ramon updates through a link at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Phillips, Craig, and Dean's new Christmas CD, Hope for All the World, with your gift of any amount. It features your favorite Christmas carols along with some brand new original songs.
It's Christmas, make a joyful sound. It's Christmas, let
him... Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift and I'll send you a copy. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.